Okay. Welcome to Parshas Shlach. Kind of unfair advantage to start to speak about Parshas Shlach versus other parshas. Start off the very beginning of Shlach. Hashem says to Moshe, Shlach lecho anoshim. Says Rashi, you want to send? You can send. I let you. I give you permission. But I'm not suggesting you should do this. Because, says Rashi, I told them it's a good land. I told them, says Rashi, ani amarti lehem shi toivo. Shenemar. So therefore, chayeim sheni noisem lehem mokem litois b'divrei ha'maragim. Therefore, I will give them a place to make a mistake. So what we're seeing over here is really midah connected midah. Hashem told them it's a good land. There's no need, according to Rashi, for the ha'maragim. It's unnecessary. You doubt what Hashem says. They're doubting the presence of Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem says, okay, so chayim ani noisen amokim mitois, mito connected mitois. You doubt what I said, so I will give you place to make a mistake. I will give you a base for your doubts. And I'll send you and you get the meraglim, and they will give you a place to make a fatal mistake, which really cost them all their life. They want zeicha to go to Eretz Yisrael. All those people want zeicha. It's a middah connected middah. Later on in the parasha we find when they come back, they describe what they saw. So they say in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, Eretz Oicheles Yoshvehi. It is a land that eats, it devours its residents. What do they see? What was so bad about Israel? So Rashi brings down, that's based on the Gemara, that wherever they went, they met funerals, because the great people of those places died. So they're all engrossed with funerals. So they didn't have time. The local inhabitants were so engrossed with their own sorrow, they didn't have time to spot the meraglim. So the stiper in his sefer called Birkas Peretz, he points out that really they're making a big mistake, the meraglim. They're viewing these funerals as a proof that the land eats its inhabitants. Says the stipler, it doesn't make sense. Because if indeed it's true that people die all the time, then people wouldn't be big funerals. Because things that happen all the time don't make the news. People get used to it. That he brings the Gemara in Subas, that says a woman who's used to having her children die, she's not worried about children dying. She's used to it. She's been through these tragedies before. She copes with it. Because human nature is you get used to things. So if indeed it's Eretz Ocheles Yisrael, so why these big funerals? Why the whole city is going to the funeral? It happens every day. Elama, it must be Fakeret. It must be, it's a rare occasion. So what happened? They missed the boat. They should have seen Fakir. They should have seen, well, this is obviously unnatural. They have, wherever we go, we see these big funerals. It must be Fakir. We see Hashem can protect us. We see that Hashem is looking after us, the Meraglim. Because if we'll pay attention in the Haftarah of this week's parasha, we're going to be told about Yeshua and the Meraglim. And what happened? They were spotted. You'll see in this week's Haftarah, the king came looking, running after them. To Rachav HaZoinah, so where are they? So what happened over here? Hashem made a nace for them that they shouldn't, that people shouldn't notice them. But they saw it wrong because they had their own agenda. So therefore they say they saw it wrong. So Hashem gave Mokim Nitois, Chayim, I give you a place to make a mistake. You doubt what I say, I will give you a place to found, to base your doubts on. I'll give you a place, a Mokim, you can make a mistake, which will cost your life. That's a Midah Keneged Midah. And vice versa as well. See, if we place our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will help us base our trust. But if we doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Midah Keneged Midah, will help us base our doubts. In Pasuk, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk, base. It says, "Shlach lecha anoshim." People, Rashi brings down that anoshim is a loshon chashivus, important. It's a great people. Sorry.
What would, if they were not great people, what would you do?
Meraglim, shlach lecha meraglim. Rashi brings down loshon chashivus. The Ramban wants to work out the order of these. What's the state of the Shvatim over here? When the Torah lists the names of the Meraglim, the Ramban can't figure out an order over here. Is it going to the Dgalim? No, it's not. Is it going to the age? Ramban says it's according to their chashivus, their importance. So it comes out that some of these Meraglim were more important than Kalev and Yeshua. They're great people. Beautiful medrash in Koheles, in Perek, on the pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Gimel. I said it wrong. I'll tell you after. That one, so I'll tell you what it is. The pasuk says over there, "Ki gam lo yoda lo yeda ha'odom es itoy." Man does not know his time, the time when we pass away. Kadogim shenechazin b'mitsuda ra, like fish were trapped in a bad trap. So a person doesn't know when he'll be taken away, supposing Koheles, like fish in a bad trap. Ask the Medrash, what does it mean, a bad trap? Is there a good trap? What is the raw? You're trapped. What does it mean, a bad trap? Kamitsuda raw. Furthermore, we could ask, what is the necessity to bring the mashal of the fish? Is it not obvious? Person doesn't know when he'll pass away. Why do you have to bring the mashal of the fish? The mashal doesn't make sense because it says mitzuda ra, and it seems to be unnecessary, the mashal. Says the Medrash over there in Koheles, mitzuda ra is a chako. A chako is a fishing rod. Says the Medrash, "V'hadu d'chsiv that the Meraglim," and this is Pshat in the Meraglim. Medrash in Koheles. What's the connection to the Meraglim? What's so special about fishing rod? Why is a fishing rod called Mitzuda Ra? And what's going to do with the Meraglim?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. Here is this.
It's the Koheles in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki gam lo yoda ha'odom es itoy. A man doesn't know his time. Kadogim shenechazim b'mitzuda ra. Like fish who are trapped in a bad trap. That's the pasuk. As amavrachya v'chi yesh mitzuda ra the Yesh Mitzvah Taiva? Is there a good trap? Is there a bad trap? Amar Shlaki Zuchako. It's a fishing rod. Hadu Dichsiv Vayamusu Hanoshim Maisi Diba Sa'aretz Ra. End of the Medrash. And that's what it says by the Meraglim.
I'm sorry, the connection with the Meraglim. Where did it say Meraglim?
I don't know. I also don't know the connection right now. What is the connection? That's what the Medrash says. He brings this pasuk in Koheles and says that's pshat in the Meraglim. Hadu Dichsiv. About this is written by Yamusu Hanoshim Moitzi Diba Sa'aretz Ra. What's going on? What's the connection to the Meraglim? I heard a beautiful pshat. What's the difference between a fishing rod or a fishing net? A fishing net, the fish is captured in the net from head to toe, from mouth to fin. He's captured. You know what? It's kind of fair play. He's captured. The fishing rod, the fish is 90% free. He's 90% to move it wherever he wants. It's just one point. He made that bad move, made that bad bite. He saw that worm, and he bit into the worm, and the hook is in him. So there's one point of him that's captured, and now gets pulled out the water. And that's it. That's Shad Masuda Ra. A regular Masuda, okay, fair play. Captured him, you capture the animal in your trap. The fish went in your net, it's completely surrounded. Okay, it's done. That's normal, that makes sense. But this fish is 90% free. Just one point. He made that mistake. That's his end. That's Shad Namaraglim. So what's going to do with this person? So a person doesn't know when he's going to die. I mean, so this net symbolizes the Yetzer Hara. A Yetzer Hara that captures a person from head to toe. He lives his life of Averas. All his body uses for Averas. Okay, we understand he dies. He gets trapped. Let me understand. But we have a fish symbolizing a person that he's clean of the Yetzer Hara. He made one bad bite. He made one bad move. And a person sometimes could be his end. And that's the connection to the Meraglim. They were great people. Some of them were greater than Yeshua. But they made one bad move. One bad move with the Meraglim, one bad mistake, and that was their end. And the lesson is, person, we must always check ourselves. We must always do Cheshbon Nefesh and see, are we about to make that bad? Did we make that bad move? Because sometimes one bad move could develop that we'll lose our right to live. So that's the message we can take from Meraglim. They're great people, but made one mistake, one very fatal mistake. So how much more so we have to be careful. Okay, we have two heroes in the parasha, Yeshua and Kalev. Yeshua, before he starts out on the trek, Moshe re-changes his name, and Vayikra Moshe Lo Yishea Binun Yeshua. Why? Rashi brings down. Because in Perek Zayin, he spotted a lot of Ko Yeshiacha Me'atzas Meraglim. Hashem should save you from the Meraglim's fate, from their plot. So he gives Yeshua a bracha, a tefillah, a protection. He says, "You're Yeshua." But that's it. He only gives it to Yeshua, didn't give it to Kalev. By Kalev, We meet later on when he went to Chevron. It says Vayovoy. Vayalu Banegev in a plural. Vayovoy, singular, at Chevron. Says Rashi, it was just Kolev. Kolev went to Chevron. This is in Pasuk Chof Beis. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis. Kolev went to Chevron to daven al kivrei avos. Only Kolev went, not Yeshua. What happened? It says in singular, Vayovoy. Vayalu Banegev, plural, Vayovoy at Chevron. It's only Kolev. Says Rashi, Kolev levadoy. He went to daven shlo yinisas lechaverov v'yois batsosom. It shouldn't be part of their plot. Later on we find when they come back, the Meraglim, they come back and they start to say how bad it is. In Pasuk Lamed, Vayahas Kolei Vesa'on El Moshe. What happened? Says Rashi. What happened was Kolev shouted out. Vayahas is quieting the people. El Moshe against Moshe. And he said, "V'chizu b'vod Asa ben Aram? Is that all ben Aram did to us?" Everyone was quiet. Everyone thought, "Here's another scandal." It sounds so interesting. Everyone was waiting to hear the bad, negative things that Kolev was about to say, because they were in the mood. They heard about all these evil reports, and Kolev's going to add another one. So everyone's quiet. But he has Kolev as Amel Moshe. V'chizu b'vod Asa ben Aram? Is this all ben Aram did? Didn't even call him Moshe. Ben Amram. And said, so they're all quiet. And he said, Kara Lona Sayom, he split the sea. Vehegiz is a slav. He gave a slav to eat. And the man. And he said all the good things. And said, Olay Nale. Where's Yeshua in this story? Why is it Kolev? So again, we see Yeshua, Moshe Benu gives him the call. Doesn't give it to Kolev. Davin Kivra Ovois is Kolev, not Yeshua. Then we had this speech by Yehas Kolev. It's only Kolev speaking out. Where's Yeshua? Says the Chofetz Chaim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, these are really two drachim, two ways in Avodas Hashem. How do you deal with Rishoyim? So one way is to openly go against them, to debate them, to argue with them. Another way is to play along with them, let them think you're on their team, so at the right time you'll be able to speak up and show everyone how they're wrong. Two drachim and avodas Hashem. Each one has an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage of openly fighting them and arguing with them is that you stay hot because you're arguing. That's the advantage. You're keeping your shkofas, your ways very, very clear. That's the advantage. You're less likely to be affected because you're on the opposite team. The disadvantage is they might gang up against you. The whole group of Rishoyim, you're one guy, they could gang up against you and destroy you. That's one derech and avodas Hashem. Another derech and avodas Hashem is to play along, pretend to be part of their team. The advantage is they don't try and fight you because they don't think that you are, they don't imagine you're not part of their team. And the right time, you'll be able to speak up. And so I'm part of your team, and I'll show you that you're wrong. All of a sudden, you'll surprise them, and try and foil their evil schemes. That's the advantage. The disadvantage is that you might be affected, since you're with them all the time, and you're listening, you're hearing all the time their evil thoughts. You're more likely to be affected. It's like, says the Chofetz Chaim, if you take a hot drink. You live in the outside, or a person who stands in the cold. So if he's moving all the time, he's exercising, running, he's jogging, he's fighting, he's boxing, he doesn't get cold. But if he's stationary, he's not doing anything, he's going to be slowly but surely he's going to cool down, get affected by the cold. That's all the time. These two ways were the ways of Kalev and Yeshua. Yeshua was openly disagreed with Meraglim. There was no concern. He's going to be affected by them. He was fighting them. He was arguing with them. What was the concern? They might gang up against him and just physically destroy him. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew that this is Yeshua's derech, says, "Call." You have to give him special protection. Call Yeshua Chomatzas Meraglim. But Kalev took the other path. He played on with them. So therefore, there was no concern they'll gang up against him. The concern was maybe he'll be affected. So therefore, he went to Hebron to daven for protection from the others, and as Hus, he shouldn't be affected. And then he came along and he gave his speech by Has Kalev Saam. That's how he was able. They only listened to him. They didn't listen to Yeshua. So all the time, both these two ways are valid. They're both two valid ways. As long as you're mechaven Hashem Shamayim, and you're careful of the advantages and the disadvantages. It's in Mefusha Rambam. The Rambam writes that person is affected by society. Rambam Hilchos, that person is affected. So if you play along with society of bad people, you're going to be affected. This week, I heard an unbelievable medrash. I almost jumped out of my skin. It's a medrash to be found in the Oitzah Midrashim. You won't find it in your Bar Ilan, you won't find it. It's in the Oitzah Midrashim. It's in the Medrash Chodosh. It says the following. Yesh koine oilomoi b'sha achas. A person can acquire his world in one moment. V'yesh ma'aved oilomoi b'sha achas. A person can lose his world in one moment. Bilom lost his world b'sha achas. When he cursed Am Yisrael, and Kalev acquired his world b'sha'achas, because that's what the pasuk says, that Ekev ruach hacheres hoisa b'kirboy, he got Chevron. I forgot to add in, but the whole time it says ruach hacheres. He had ruach hacheres. Okay, that's the medrash. We have the medrash contrasts Bilam, who lost everything, to Kalev, who got everything. Okay, nice. That's the end of the Medrash. Question is, what's the connection? There are many tzaddikim and rishoyim, one contrast them. Why are we picking on Bilam versus Kalev? It's worth millions. Who is Kalev and who is Bilam? What's in common between them? What's in common between Bilam and Kalev? You know what? They're both grand failures. They're both failures. Kalev had his whole scheme, you just heard. He played on with them to be able to say at the critical moment to say, "Vayask Olav Asaom." He says, "Olay Nale, we'll get there, we'll succeed." But what happened? What came out of the speech? Huh? What came out? Did it achieve any results? No, failure. It was a failure. Because Am Yisrael didn't accept what Caliph said. They were crying, and they followed the rest of the Meraglim. They all had to die in the Midbar. Tisha B'Av, we have till today because of Meraglim. You cried, B'chinom, I'll give you what to cry about. So it's a failure. And what's Bilam? It's also a failure. He tried to curse Am Yisrael. Didn't succeed. They're both failures. Says the Medrash. Yes, koina oilame b'sha'achas. You think it was a failure? It's true. The results are failure. Nothing happens, but you'll get your schar. Yes, koina oilame b'sha'achas kolev. Don't look at the results. You did what you could do, so you get your schar. You'll get your schar. Bilam. You think because you failed, you're off the hook? No. You're going to get your reward, your punishment for what you did. Even though nothing happened, the klolos didn't do anything. So this, I think, is a beautiful idea. You know, sometimes we do a chesed, we try to help someone. Maybe we daven for a sick person and we did everything we can to help him and he died. Maybe you want to help, you made a shidduch for someone. You try to make a match for someone. You spend hours speaking to him, persuading him, setting up the match. They go out, and you're busy with the phone calls, persuading this side and persuading that side. Then they go out 10 times. What happens? Break up. Not interested. You spend hours. You say to yourself, "I spent hours, went to waste. Hours and hours I spent of thought and phone calls and persuading them. What a I wasted my time." What's the Medrash telling us? That's not your job. Don't look at the result. Hashem will give you the reward what you did. That's calling. True, the result might be a failure, but you did what you could do. You're going to get your schar. Yeshkoyno ilome b'sha'achas. It's worth millions. Why not Yeshua? Yeshua, again, it goes very well what we said before. Yeshua did this whole scheme, this whole reason why he was in hiding, was to be able to speak up at the right moment. Yeshua was fighting head on. It wasn't a planned scheme. It was simple. I'm saying the MS, that's it. But Kalev did this whole stunt, whole trick, to get to get the audience, and he did. So it was unsuccessful. So therefore, it kind of wasted. It looks like he wasted his time. But no, Abdi Kalev, he gets his reward. So we should never look at results. I told this over to a friend of mine. So he told me he once went fundraising for a very very important cure institution. He went to America and he went to visit one of his friends. He's about true with this guy. He went to visit one of his friends. So his friend took him around the house, showed him he has these antique cars. Each one's worth $100,000. He has two of them. There's no room, so he has a special elevator that holds up the second car. And that elevator costs more than two cars together. So he shows him around. Okay, very nice. So he said, then the guy said, I want to tell you about this organization I came for. I do big things to Jewish people. All of a sudden the guy gets an ADHD attack. All of a sudden he can't sit down for a second. He's calling his dog, feeding his dog. He doesn't sit down for a second. The guy's so restless. So obviously this guy sees that this fundraiser sees that it's not going to go. So he sees that he has on the door, he has a tiny mezuzah. He says, "Look, I came from Eretz Yisrael, I have with me some mezuzahs, which I'm trying to help my friend. It costs $18. We'd like to buy a mezuzah." The guy says, "I can't make such a decision without consulting my wife." for $18. This guy has this $100,000 cars. You can imagine what guy my time has. I can't make this financial decision without consulting my wife. So that was it. Came out empty-handed, nothing. So he sees, not for me. Sits down in a shul. I think it was in Hollywood. Sits down in a shul, and summer comes over to him. And he's sitting there learning. What can I do? I'm learning. Someone comes up, see, I'm very impressed where you learn. You must have come from Israel. Here, take a donation. It's not for us to request results. We have to do what we need to do. Results, that's Hashem's job. But we have to make sure we do what we need to do. It's exactly the point we're going to find next. What in fact colleagues said, Oloi Nale, Pasuk Lamed, Perek Yudim, Pasuk Lamed, Oloi Nale, we'll go up, says Rashi. Afiru Bashamayim, even if we have to go up to the heavens, Vu Oimer Asu Sulomes, and he says, make ladders. Alu, valu, and go up. Shom natsliach b'chol dvarov. We'll be successful. Rashi brings down Gvoron Saita. Oloi nale, we'll get to the heavens. Even if he says we have to get there, we'll make ladders and we'll get there. Ah, so Moshe Feinstein, Midrash Moshe. Come on. Heavens, Shemaim, can't get there. You need an ace. So why bother to make the ladders? What's the ladder going to help you? You get 100 meters. The heavens is millions of miles away. What do you mean make ladders? Says Moshe, the chat is, you have to do what you have to do. To get to Shemaim, you have to do your status. Your status is make ladders. When you finish your status, now you can expect the next to happen. But you can't sit back and expect the next to happen. Same thing with Torah. You're supposed to know the whole Torah? That's impossible. It's a nace. Oh, so therefore what? It's true. It needs the Yad of Ishmael. But you can't sit back and expect the nace to happen. If you go and you learn as much as you can, then you can expect Kosh Baruch Hu to fill you in. So that's exactly the right point. Oloi nale. Even after make ladders, we'll get there. That's another message. Pasuk Chaf Hei says, "Vayishuvu mitur haaretz miketz 40 yom." 40 days. They came back from their route within 40 days. Brings Rashi, 40 days. That's very fast. It should have taken much more, because you go 10 paras a day, and then it's 400 by 400. It takes much more than 40 days. Says Rashi, no, because Hashem knew they're going to be punished. A year for a day, every day they went. They had to stay a year in the Midbar. They went for 40 days, they had to stay 40 years in the Midbar. Had they gone more, they have to stay more. So therefore they made Hashem, Kitzalem es haderech, it wouldn't be more than 40. What's pshat over here? What's the connection between walking and their punishment? Ma kesher. And what do you say? What's the connection? They're walking and they're punished. If they walk more, they punish more. Huh?
So the more time they have been taken care of all their needs, the more criminality they have
been. The more what? The more, yes?
The more police that they have been offended.
But here they're being punished. Here it's a negative.
Yeah, so the more.
Here it's punishment. That is that. Rashi says in Rashi that I can't find it right now. The way they came is the way they left. they from the beginning they already planned to make the, to find the Lashon Hara about Yisrael. So therefore the whole route, the whole time they were there, they were planning how to do it. The evil, they were all the time, those 40 days, as they were looking to find bad. So therefore the more time that they're expanding on the Avera, more time they'll be punished. That's the connection. So we see that a Heksher, a preparation for an Avera, is also an Avera. Not just being looked at the moment that they spoke Lashon Hara is one moment. No, the whole time, your preparation for the Avera also are part of the Avera. How much more so for a mitzvah? Doing a mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah also can part of the mitzvah, and we get schar for that. Okay, let's go towards the end of the parasha about the Mekoshesh. Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. There we find about the Mekoshesh. Who was this guy? He was Mechal Shabbos. Sure, Rabbi Sorotsky will tell exactly which Melochi he did. That will be the coming Shurim to find out exactly what Melochi he was doing. He was Mekoshesh Eitzin. He was chayv, and he got killed. So be Mechal Shabbos. Now Chazal say, Tosis brings down a Medrash. Tosis in Baba Basra brings down a Medrash that in fact it was Lashem Shamayim. The Mekoshesh was Lashem Shamayim. He did this because since they weren't going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so there was a thought to say, well, maybe we don't have to keep the Torah. Maybe the Torah is only for Eretz Yisrael. So now in the Midbar we can be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore he deliberately was Mechal Shabbos to get himself caught, and so therefore he'll be killed. Everyone realized that you can't be Mechal Shabbos in the Midbar. Amazing. It was Hashem Shomayim. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that mysterious nefesh? See, deliberately got himself killed to teach people the laws of Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos even out of Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. Not only that, no, we have people in history who've killed themselves for Torah mitzvahs. That's been done before. But you know what? There's one comfort. You know, if you're forced to worship Avodah Zarah or be killed, we have to choose to be killed. There's a comfort that will be remembered for good. People look up to us. It was an Erika, Kiddush Hashem. It's a great schus. We leave with a good name. But this Mekoshesh, not only did he give up his physical life, he also gave up his good name. Because he's going to be remembered forever as a bad man who was Mechal Shabbos. He's recorded in the Torah as being Mechal Shabbos. Gave everything up. Everything he gave up to teach halacha, to teach the Shabbos Darmitzvah. Isn't that amazing? That's gewaldig.
Well, if you look in the Das Kenim, Bali HaTosfos over here, they bring down that see, this was the second Shabbos that they kept. Rashi brings this down, the second Shabbos. Had Am Yisrael kept the second Shabbos, then no nations of the world would have control over us. Das Kenim Bali HaTosfos and the Rosh together both say the same thing, that had we kept the second Shabbos, then Am Yisrael would be free of all the nations of the world, no one have control over us forever. So what do we see? We did lose out from the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh, he had his plan, thought he was doing a great thing. Nice that we lost out. It's not only he lost out, we lost out. So what's the message? Can't make cheshbonos. It's not for us to make calculations to go against the Torah. He was being Mechal Shabbos. Very nice. He had Shem Shamayim, he had great ideas. Big Mesirus Nefesh. He went against the Torah. We're not Balabatim to go against the Torah. We might think it's a great idea. This time we'll transgress the Torah. It's worth it. It's worth it. Hashem will forgive me. No, you mustn't. You've got to do what Hashem says. Kashatziv Hashem is Moshe. Don't make cheshbonos. Don't play around. Okay, one last thing. Okay, Nate. Two things. Okay, about tzitzis. So we have the tcheles, we have the white strings. The Gemara says a very important idea. What's more severe to transgress? What's more chomer? The lovon or the tcheles? The tcheles that symbolizes the sea, which symbolizes the shamayim, which symbolizes the kista kovod, or the lovon. What's more important? What's more chomer to transgress? The lovon or the tcheles? What do you say? Lovon or the tcheles? Huh? Tcheles. The shamayim, kisei hakovod. Says the Gemara, the lovon. Mashal for a king who told his two slaves, I want you to wear, make a badge of mud. I want you to make a badge of gold. And both slaves were negligent. Didn't bother to make their badge. So who's the king more angry with? With the lovon, with the mud. It's much more available. It's much easier. It's much easier to make a badge of mud than to make a badge of gold. It's true that gold might be more important, but from your perspective, it's much easier. Therefore, your negligence is greater. So therefore, the oynish, says the oynish of bitter lovon is greater than the oynish of bitter lazor. Rabbi Sua Salanta learns from here in Yisrael that when we do averas, the averas that are harder to deal with, harder for us to overcome ourselves, versus the averas that are easier for us to fix up. What's more chomer in Shemayim? The easier ones. The easier averas for us to deal with are more chomer. The oynish is greater because you could do it. The averas, which is very hard for us to overcome ourselves, we also get punished, but there's a severity of person, you could do it and you don't. And he learns this from the lovon, that you see that the oynish of the lovon is greater than the oynish of the tcheles. Therefore, he says, he's in Chadash, all you said, that you're doing tshuva, you can do tshuva on the kalos. Do tshuva on the kalos. You know, if we have an avera which we have fault with, but there could be different prinas at different levels. So, the easier levels, you can do tshuva just on the easier levels. And you're gaining, there'll be less oynish. Because the harder it is, the less oynish there is. The easier it is to deal with, the more oynish there is. It's a very big aside we have in this week's parasha, which will be Saul Sander picks up on. I'm going to finish soon. When's the Lachas Neiros? It'll be four. That's it. Okay, it says, Re'isem Oisoi Uzacharatem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, two things. First of all, so that the tzitzit is supposed to remind us. But you have to have what to be reminded about. If you don't learn the Lacha, you don't know what to do. You can't. It doesn't help you remind it about mitzvah if you don't know how to do it. Therefore, we have to make sure that we know the halacha, and then we're reminded to do it. And the last point about remembering the Chofetz Chaim, such as the Mishnah in Ovos, in the second parak, where the Mishnah describes various characteristics of the great Tanoim. It says, Rav Blazer ben Hurkanus, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Blazer ben Hurkanus is a bor sid she'enu me'abe tipo. He's like a pit that doesn't lose any drops of water. Says Rav Chaim, look, we understand a person works on himself and is successful. That's a trait to look up to. This is Pirkei Avos. It's coming to teach us ways of life. But memory is a matana from Hashem. Either you have it or you don't. So why is this being put in Pirkei Avos that he's a bar sitch ainam and abitipa. Okay, he says his natural gifts, very nice. What's going to do with me? I forget everything. Says the Chofetz Chaim. You can find this in the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah on the footnote. Says he remembers when he was a child, there was an old man in the town, probably in Radin, who remembered that 70 years ago, how the Tsar came to town. This old man was a kid at the time, and he remembered exactly what the wagon was so royal, and the horses and the soldiers and what the caps they were wearing and the uniform. It was such a and this old man remembered it, and he would tell the kids what he remembered when the Tsar came through the town. So what's that? How does he remember? Does he have such an amazing memory? What do you say? How do you remember? It was such an exciting experience. This old man was a child at that time, and to see the Tsar coming was such an exciting experience. It made an impact on him for life. He can remember all the details. In our life as well, could be you remember your first date, your last date. Could you remember minute details, unimportant details, exactly where you were, what time it was, who phoned you before, who you tell Mazel Tov first. Little details are not even important, but you remember them. Why do you remember them? Because it was such a change in your life. It was such a new experience. You're excited. You remember minute details which no one else would remember. It wasn't because he had such amazing memory, but Torah was so exciting. He was so interesting. It was such an experience to another kasha, another teres, another yisoid, that he remembered it the rest of his life. And that's what Brikos Avos is teaching us. So in the parasha of Sechira, remember how if we can work on ourselves to learn Torah in such an exciting way, then we always also remember things. So let me just summarize. Okay, I finished. I just want to try and summarize the points we spoke about, so that you could also share with your family, share with your friends, share with yourself. So just to wrap them up together. Okay, we spoke about the beginning of the parasha, midah connect midah. You doubt Hashem, you don't rely on Hashem, Hashem will give you a base for your doubts. And I'll give you what to make a mistake about. I'll give you what to cry about. We saw the Birkas Peretz, that the Meraglim missed the boat, they misinterpreted the whole Eretz Eicheles Yeshveo. They saw people dying in the big funerals. They saw completely wrong. They saw that this is the place of Hashem, we can't live, and Hashem was looking after them. He was protecting them, and they should have worked it out, because things that happen all the time, there wouldn't be big funerals. Road accidents don't make the news. Not big time. Because it happens all the time, people being killed. Anoshim noshen chashivus. The Ramban writes, the Seder is chunter chashivus, some of them even greater than Yeshua. We saw the idea of the Masuda Ra, the fishing rod. There's a Masuda Ra. He's almost free. He made one bad bite. So it's the Meraglim. And that's connected to the Meraglim, because they made the one, they were great people, but they made one bad move. So also, we have to, also, every one of us have to live with the Cheshva Nefesh and make sure we're not going to make that bad move. We saw the Chofetz Chaim, two drachim and avodas Hashem, to deal with the Shurim. We have the Shura way. Is to openly argue with them, and we have the Kalev way of being with them and then speaking up at the right time. That's why Yeshua got a bracha from Moshe, Kalev didn't. That's why Kalev says, Ekev ruach acheres hoysa bekirboi. Because all of a sudden he changed. Okay, we saw that the idea of failure, the Medrash, that says, don't look at failures, you get your schar for what you did. The 40 days. Every day they walk, they get the punishment would increase. because preparation for a chet, you also for a sin, you also get punished for. And kosher came for a mitzvah, preparation for the mitzvah, you'll get more schar. Oloi nale, God the Shemaim will even make ladders. You have to make the ladder. You can't expect the nest to happen by itself. You have to do your part, and Hashem will continue. Mekoshesh was Hashem Shemaim, very nice, but we lost out of this. We lost out. Because we shouldn't go against the Torah, even when we think it's worthwhile. Then we saw tzitzis, we saw the lavan, and the tcheles, and the oynesh for the lavan is greater than the oynesh for the tcheles, because it's easier to deal with. And so therefore, Psalm Sanander says, a chet that's easier to deal with is more chomer than a chet that's harder to deal with. Therefore, you can do tshuva just on the easy part of the chet. It's also tshuva. We saw the idea of you have to know what to remember, to remember the mitzvahs. And the last point we spoke about, remembering the Torah. And if we can make Torah be exciting and enjoy it, we can remember it. So thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.
Caleb and Yeshua, I don't see how do we see that each of them did the derech of avoda that the Chofetz Chaim is mentioning. You know, one being the arguing against them, the other one playing along until later.
First, we see vayhas kolli v'sa'om, like ruach acheres hoisa
bekirboi. What does that mean? Ruach acheres. Another ruach.
Different. Let's see the Rashi. David Lehman, what's your name?
No, I'm sorry, Noach yeah. Magidman.
Noach what?
Noach Magidman.
Magidman. Very nice. Nice to meet you. So let's see. Kevuach Acheres. Abdi Kolev. Abdi Kolev, Ekev Oise Ruach Acheres Imay. Is Rashi on this?
Just held back by another ruach.
Because shtei ruchos here says Rashi. Shtei ruchos. Achas bapeh v'achas balev. The meragdim omar ani imchem beitz. I'm with you. I'm your team. But belibra yaloimar emes. But a day came hoye bekoyach lashtikom. That's how he's able to quiet Moshe Nemar v'yehas kolev. Shu svurim sheimer kamosam. They didn't speak because they thought he's also going to be on their team. My heart. So it's only said by Kalev. Yeshua wasn't there because Yeshua was openly opposed to them, so didn't have this chance to speak up.
Okay. What is the Pashup? Is that the Drash or is that Pashup Shadim? I'm just trying to understand Pashup Shad in the context.
Yeah.
But what's going on before it?
That is why Din Ischar. That's why Hashem said, I'll give Ischar.
Okay.
I have to call it Ruach Acheres Imay. Imay Acheres, Imay Acheres, Imay Acheres,
Imay Acheres, Imay Acheres. Okay. So we see, because it's Ruach Acheres, he had two things going. He had Shtei Levavos. So two hearts, and so one of them is what he's presenting out to them,
right.
Oh yeah, I'm with you, and the
right.
other is what his secret
right,
thought
right.
Okay, and he spoke out against them. What was this that he spoke out against them but they didn't catch it? Ani imachem beitza. And what was the other thing? You have to